Icy rain streaks down my face. My pajamas are soaked through, clinging to my frozen skin. My throat is raw from screaming, fists bruised from battering the back door repeatedly to no avail. "Let me in!" I cry for the 100th time. "Open the door, please!" My voice is carried away on the moaning wind, drowned by the creak and swish of the trees. I curl my fingers into a fist once more and pound the wooden door. The flat within is dark. I don't even know if he's still in there. I can't work out which is worse. The thought that he's inside, listening to my pleas yet choosing to ignore them, or that he's left without telling me. A sharp crack of thunder judders through my bones. A flash of lightning as bright as daylight illuminates my reflection in the kitchen window. I look like a ghost, a spectre of misery. Hair plastered to my head, face pale as death, eyes wide. What should I do? What can I do? I step away from the back door and gaze up at the flat above. It too lies in darkness. But as I squint through the driving rain, I'm startled to make out a shape through one of the windows. A silhouette. Someone is staring down at me. Chapter 1. I take a deep breath and offer Zach the keys. "Do you want to do the honors?" He accepts them with a nervous grin and inserts the gold chub key into the lock, followed by the Yale into the slot above. I drink in the front of the property, our property, swooning over its gorgeous exterior. The mix of brick and white rendered facade, the wisteria around the pale blue front door, the gravel drive and mature trees. Even now, in the third week of September, with everything dying back, with the chilly rain and grey skies, it still feels magical. I catch a movement from one of the upstairs windows, a twitch of curtain, a shadow. It must be the people in the upstairs flat getting a sneaky look at us, their new neighbours. The estate agent said they were a couple in their early 30s, same as us. Hopefully they're nice. Zach was wary of buying a flat. He'd rather have had a small house in a not-so-nice area. Something about having neighbours in such close proximity put him off. But this place isn't like that. It's one big house split into two apartments. We've bought the downstairs flat, 15A Mistletoe Lane. Included is the front driveway, a large private rear garden, and a fantastic outbuilding, my new office and storeroom. The upstairs flat has its own entrance around the side and a private parking spot, but no garden. So, even if the neighbours aren't our cup of tea, we'd barely have to see them. Obviously, it would be great if we all got on. Even better if we became friends. This feels like a fresh chapter for Zach's and my relationship. New place, new opportunities. A chance to leave the past behind us. It's exciting. Even from three roads back, I can hear the roar and pound of the waves. It thrills me to be this close to the beach. Zach wanted to be nearer to the town centre, but I've always loved this part of the coastline, having spent time here as a child. Friar's Cliff in Dorset is quiet without being boring. It's beautiful without being too much of a tourist trap. Zach's mum, Sandra, said that living by the sea is a con invented by estate agents. That it's always windy, the salt air wrecks the house and the sand gets everywhere. Not to mention the fact that your money doesn't get you half as much. But even though I love Sandra, on this matter, I disagree with her 100%. To me, it's perfect. Everything I ever dreamed of.
"Nina, you coming in then?"
Zach's warm brown eyes beckon. I realise I'm standing on the doorstep in a dream while Zach has already stepped into the hallway. Suddenly, I'm giddy with nerves and excitement. I can't wait to get inside,